Everybody, welcome inside the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. I'm Missy Matthews. He's Bob Labriola. In today's edition of Steelers Live Labs, we're going to take a look at the Steelers free agency scorecard. Going through all the lists, nothing too major has happened just yet. I know everyone's keeping an eye on Le'Veon Bell. We'll get to that in just a minute, and the different deadlines the Steelers are facing with some of their options. But let's start with the unrestricted free agents, Bell being one of them. Here's the rest of the guys that are set to be free agents come March 14th, the start of the new NFL league year.
Yeah, a couple of interesting names on there besides, you know, Le'Veon Bell. The first thing, and I've gotten this question a couple of times, if the Steelers don't use a tag on Le'Veon Bell, might they use it on anyone else? And to me, the answer is a definitive no. Chris Hubbard, of those names you see up there, Chris Hubbard, I think, I would safely believe would be the most integral part of the roster behind Le'Veon Bell. But the franchise tag number for an offensive lineman is $14 million or some ridiculous number like that. And, you know, Chris Hubbard, while a valuable member of the roster and a really versatile guy who can do so many things to help the offense as a member of the offensive line, clearly that is not his future here. He's not a starter here and certainly wouldn't command that kind of money on a team that is facing some salary cap issues. So when you look at that situation there, either tag Le'Veon or no one.
All right, and in terms of tagging Le'Veon, we know Tuesday, that was February 20th, that was the first day teams could exercise their right to designate a franchise or transition player. Of course, the Steelers did that with Le'Veon last year, but they waited until February 27th. The deadline last year was March 1st. So right towards the end of that period, the last day for Le'Veon this year, if they do choose to use a tag as an option, is March 6th. But as we heard from Kevin Colbert last week, Labs, the goal is still a long-term deal.
Right, and Art Rooney II has said that and reiterated it a couple of different times as well. And, you know, and again, this is just me speculating, but I would think that the later it goes towards that deadline of March 6th, the more likely that sides come to a contract agreement. I think that if the Steelers would tag him today, I think that that might set negotiations back a little bit. I think that the tag, if placed this early, I don't know that it would be viewed favorably by the player and his agent. So the later you get into the process, I think would indicate that maybe the more likelihood of a long-term deal happening would actually be.
And just to clarify, like last year, you can still get tagged and work out a deal.
Yes. That's July 15th, I believe, correct, is the date for that. And while for the franchise tag tenders for all of the positions have yet to be determined, the Steelers can figure out what Le'Veon would cost them, because as a guy who was tagged last year, regardless of what the tag number is this year for running backs, he will be due 25% more than the tag last year. So, you know, you can do your Gazinta's 12
points. I need my calculator for
okay,
that one.
Yeah, well, at those kind of numbers, yeah. Yes. It would be a fun little process if it was your salary, but it's, and it's, you know, it's in the neighborhood of 14-2, 14-4, something like that. So the Steelers, while they're still waiting for the franchise tag numbers for 2018 to be released by the league, since they tagged Le'Veon last year, they know what it's going to cost them to tag him again this year.
All right, continuing with our scorecard, let's take a look at the restricted few free agents. Excuse me, a few of them have already signed, as you see there in yellow. Punter Jordan Berry and also Roosevelt Nix, somebody who a big offseason for Roosevelt Nix, making the Pro Bowl as an alternate, getting a chance to go down to Orlando, and then this deal as well. And hey, he also had a podcast with the first exclusive interview with Ryan Shazier.
Yeah, big offseason for Roosevelt Nix, and, you know, good for him. This is a guy, I think, who, you know, deserves this kind of appreciation from the team. He has been very accommodating in anything that the Steelers have asked him to do. He has embraced the position change. He's actually, you know, beyond quality fullback. He's also a very important part of special teams, you know, blocking punts, coverage, those kind of things. So, you know, Rosie Nix is a valuable player on this 53-man roster. You know, looking back at some of the other names among those restricted free agents, I think, you know, a guy who's in a little bit of a tough situation is Eli Rogers. The guy who had the ACL injury in the playoff game against Jacksonville, you know, that kind of puts the Steelers in a tough spot, trying to know where, you know, what they can expect from him health-wise, when he might be able to come back. Will he be available for the start of training camp? All of those kinds of things. And then the other interesting name on that list to me is Chris Boswell. You know, the Wizard of Boz is one of those guys who, like Rosie Nix, is beyond the, you know, just a restricted free agent tender. A lot of times those guys who they reach restricted free agency, then they work on a one-year deal, and then they can become unrestricted free agents. I think that the Steelers' preference, certainly with Chris Boswell, would be to get something done a little bit longer term with him, because he is, in my mind, one of the best kickers in the league. He also made a trip to the Pro Bowl this year.
All right, very quickly, a look at the exclusive rights. Free agents for the Pittsburgh Steelers, all but one, has signed their contract. So we'll keep an eye on that as well.
Yeah, Mike Matthews, there was a little bit of buzz about him at the start of training camp. Certainly guys who can play center are not that common, not that plentiful. But he's another guy who had an injury in camp, went on IR, and that's where he spent the season. So, you know, he's in a little bit of a tough situation with that. And because the Steelers, again, you know, how do you accurately evaluate a guy who is rehabbing an injury?
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Up next, we'll look at some key dates coming up on the calendar for you to mark down, and also a preview of the Combine. Don't go anywhere.